More now on a story we've been following closely, Southern California home prices. Median price of a home here fell more than 8% last month, largest decline in 20 months. We're joined now live by Andrew LePage of DataQuick. Andrew, is there any bottom in sight here?
Oh, I think that'll have a lot to do with the amount of job growth we see over the next 6 months or so. But, the general trend has been gradually down now, really ever since those homebuyer tax credits expired last year. So now we saw the median across the Southland flat, really, month to month between April and May, but down 8.2% from a year ago, which was one of the steeper declines we've seen in a while.
So are we looking at basically a double dip in the housing market? And if so, you might be able to extrapolate that out to the whole economy.
Well, depending on how you define the double dip, so when you get down, to the city or the neighborhood level, it really varies in terms of whether we're at, the lowest point since the boom or whether we're still up off bottom. Most communities are still up off bottom a little bit, at least 5-10% in the state. And some, are really about where they were when they hit that post-boom bottom a couple years back.
So I would call that a double dip. I mean, if you hit bottom, grow a little bit, and then fall back to the bottom, that seems to define double dip pretty well to me.
Yeah, really, prices turned the corner there last year right after those tax credits expired early midsummer.
So it sounds like what you're saying, or what we might extrapolate from what you're saying, is that this housing market is not going to recover unless the government stays involved in it.
Well, I don't know about that, but certainly we're not going to see much excitement in the housing market until we have stronger job growth. What little we've seen just hasn't been enough to stir up a lot of demand and put any pressure on prices, really. Credit's still pretty tight. If something changed that would help. And consumer confidence is better than it was, but still pretty low, and we think there's still a lot of people worried that we're not at bottom yet with home prices, and they hesitate to jump in now. And then, of course, we're waiting for some people's credit to come back because they were foreclosed on in recent years.
Yeah.
And then plenty of people are still upside down.
Well, do appreciate you joining us, Andrew LePage of DataQuick, with word that, once again, home prices in Southern California have fallen.